Bible Fellowship Church. How many of you like to read? I know love is a strong word, but I love to read. I read at least 3 to 4 hours a day and sometimes more. That includes my daily devotion, whatever Bible study I'm doing at the time, and a novel. When I'm reading a novel, it isn't hard to discover who the main character will be. He or she is there on almost every page. And although the book has other characters and subplots, the novel really is about that main character. It's their story. But if I were to take the main character out of the novel, the whole story would fall apart and make no sense, because that character is the story. When I first became a follower of Jesus, I would often hear that Jesus is in every part of the Bible. He's in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But it took me a long time to understand that. As a new believer, it was hard for me to find Jesus in the Old Testament. But over time, it started to make sense to me. The main character became obvious. The Bible is the story of Jesus. He's the hero of the story. We don't meet him first in the New Testament. No, he is present from the very first chapter of Genesis. In Colossians 1:16, which is in the New Testament, it says, "For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him." So, the New Testament plainly states that Jesus was in the beginning of the Old Testament. He was the creator. There are passages where Jesus' name is not mentioned, but it's clear that the scripture is talking about him. In Isaiah 28:16 and 17, it says, "Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste, and I will make justice the line and righteousness the plumb line." God is talking about his son Jesus here. Now let's turn to 1 Peter 2:6, where Peter applies these words found in Isaiah to Jesus. "For it stands in Scripture, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." In Isaiah, the Old Testament, God is speaking into his people's present situation, but the words look beyond any human leader of the moment and find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Peter tells us in the New Testament that Jesus is the tested stone. He faced Satan's temptations. He faced rejection of those he created. He faced plots against him. Jesus was tortured and suffered, and through all of that, he was without sin. Jesus is the precious one. There is no one like him. He is our gift. He has infinite value. He is the cornerstone of the house of God. We are his temple if we know him as our Savior. He dwells in us. He is righteousness, and through his righteousness, we are redeemed. He is the ultimate judge and will restore perfect justice to the earth. When we entrust our souls to Jesus, he gives us everything we need. Paul David Tripp tells us that many of us live with cornerstone amnesia. We live in functional confusion and fear. The demands that busyness of life cause us to forget the sure foundation upon which our lives as his children are built. We forget that we are part of the surest edifice that has ever been built, the church, the household of faith. Although we face hardship, disappointment, and suffering, our lives are built on Jesus. the sure foundation. We have a security that we can never be shaken. Jesus is our cornerstone. What amazing grace. As we go about our week, let's think about our cornerstone and ponder and dwell on these verses from 1 Peter 2, 4-10. As you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobeyed the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Have you been called out of darkness? Have you truly given your life to Jesus? Is He your cornerstone? Do you allow Jesus to build your life on Him? Is He your foundation outside of the church walls? If we take the main character of the Bible, Jesus, out of the story, we have no story. It means nothing. We have been given the ultimate gift of Jesus to build our lives on. Christians and non-Christians, submit to Him today. I pray this devotion has given you something to think about this week, and also maybe something you could share with someone who needs Jesus as their cornerstone. I hope you all have a very blessed week.